Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. We got Tyser's Tower of Trivia coming up at the bottom of the hour. It's the Chris Paul edition. Speaking of Chris Paul, we're going to talk about his team. His team for now, at least. The Phoenix Suns, there's reports that he might be moving on. We'll see. They're still discussing things. But there is a report, Rob, the second report by Ramona Shelburne of ESPN. She's the second reporter to come out in the last few weeks and say that James Harden is not only looking at Philadelphia or Houston, but that he also may have eyes for Phoenix, which, of course, would mean a reunion with Kevin Durant. Now, how it would happen, it would seem like it'd be a tough thing to pull off for Phoenix, but that's neither here nor there for our purposes. If you're Kevin Durant and you know what happened in Brooklyn, Harden left y'all high and dry, would you even want to entertain him coming back to Phoenix or coming to Phoenix to join you?
No way. No how, Chris Broussard, if I'm Kevin Durant. I want no parts of Harden.
James Harden.
James Harden. I want no parts of him because of what he did in Brooklyn. I mean, he left him high and dry. You can't count on the guy. And here's the second part, Chris. Forget if you just want to be, if you say, well, I'm not that petty, I'll just let bygones be bygones, whatever. He doesn't perform in the postseason. Like, he has more down games and bad games than good games. We saw him play a couple of good games, right, against Boston. A
couple of great
we
games.
We really did. Yeah. That game one with no Embiid, that was a great moment there.
Yep.
But
yep.
He's had a lot more, bad games in big moments. So if I'm Kevin Durant, I don't want that. Is this guy going to flip on me again, Chris? Is this guy going to walk out on me and leave me high and dry when I need him most and decides all of a sudden midway through the season, nah, I want to go back to Houston. I want to go back to Houston and go to the strip clubs and hang out. I don't want him if I'm Durant.
I mean, look, you make some good points. I mean, it's hard to defend James Harden's track record on several fronts. One, like you said, the playoff performances. It's not, look, and I've said this for years, Rob. If you go back and look through his playoff resume, it's not that he doesn't have huge games.
He has some. Yes.
Yes, he has some very good games. The challenge for him seems to be when it's game six or it's game seven. And when the rubber really hits the road, when the money is really on the line, when the stakes are the highest, James just time and time again has not shown up, whether it's throwing the ball all over the yard or the arena in this case and making a bunch of turnovers, or as he can't hit a three-point shot, or he's passive, whatever it may be, he hasn't delivered. Now, in that situation, and here's what I was going to say, with Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, Rob, he would only have to be that great playmaker you and I have talked about. When he was in Brooklyn, he was a great playmaker. And so he would only have to do that, right? We've talked about that.
And he played great. We both ran it and raved about what he was doing.
Absolutely. Here's the other thing, though. Remember, he said that he wants to kind of go back and play free, right? He wants to play like, you know, like he did when Embiid was out. And he scored 45 in game one or whatever it was and led them to a victory over Boston. So you're not going to do that in Phoenix. Here's to the crux of the matter in what you were saying. I think if let's say this is real and there was a way that they could get Harden. If I'm Phoenix, I would prefer to go out and get some depth. All right, I would prefer to have a big two of Durant and Devin Booker. Now, I don't mind DeAndre Ayton, but it seems like they may want to move on from him. But I would love to just build a deep, talented group of role players.
Because you need them, Chris. You need them.
That's what Denver has. And Miami doesn't even have that. I mean, Bam, I don't want to disrespect Bam. But, you know, they got Jimmy Butler and Bam. They aren't on the level of KD and Devin Booker. And yet they're in the finals.
Right.
So that's what I'd be looking at. But let's talk about Harden. Rob, if I'm Kevin Durant, I would not just dismiss it outright. I would say, if I'm Kevin Durant, I've got to sit down with James Harden and have a real heart-to-heart. And they know what went down in Brooklyn. I don't know how much they've talked about it, if at all, or what. But Rob, I think some of these situations, you just got to be open to talking with dudes. Right? Like, I mean, really sit down. And sometimes, and again, we're not privy to everything. So maybe they do have these conversations and they don't share them with us. Like Rob, with Kyrie, when he didn't want to get vaccinated, that's his right, fine. But Kevin, if I'm Kevin Durant and we are best friends, or, you know, we're one of each other's best friends.
Right, and I came here to Brooklyn with you.
Right.
What are we doing?
We are sitting down and having a heart-to-heart. Now, you might at the end of the day just still be like, man, look, I love you. You my boy. I get that this hurts, you know, hurts you and the team, but I got to stand on my principles. And I can respect that. But we at least going to have a heart-to-heart. You and I have had times in this, our 5-6 years together, whatever it is.
Yep.
We've had heart-to-hearts. Uncomfortable conversations. And that's what I'd have to do if I'm Kevin Durant with James Harden, Rob. And then it would be like, am I satisfied with his explanation? And you're right. It still would be like, can I still trust him?
Can I trust him, Chris? And that's the thing is that, you know, if it's just basketball, it's just like the Kyrie thing. If it's just basketball, Chris, it's a layup.
Right?
I mean, who's not taking Kyrie if it's just basketball? But we don't know. You're saying to yourself, what does James want? Does he really want to win? Does he really want to be here? Is he going to flake come midseason and decide, you know what? Between Booker and Durant, I can't really do my thing here. I don't want to be here.
Yep.
Right? That could happen.
Right. If he doesn't make the All-Star team and those two do. Right? I mean, you're not only the second guy to Joel Embiid, you're the third guy.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, that's real, man. That's real. And I think, Rob, at the end of the day, if I'm Kevin Durant, I'm saying, you know what? I'd rather build depth.
Right, because they got two dynamic scorers already. And depending on, Chris, what you could get for Ayton, right? I mean, if they do deal him, he's valuable. He's young. He's big. There's somebody you might be able to get another player that complements those two.
And I tell you what, with Ayton, and obviously, you know, he and Monty Williams certainly were at odds. Monty's gone. You would think maybe there's a chance he stays. Look, he's 18 points and 10 rebounds without even running much offense for
him.
So I would if I'm Frank Vogel, I do want to sit down and talk with him. Talk with everybody who's been there, you know, some of the assistant coaches who are still going to be around, and see what's going on. But I would try to rectify that. But, Rob, I'm going to throw a trade out that actually would work financially. Remember there was talk that Russell Westbrook could have been traded to Indiana for Miles Turner and Buddy Hield.
Right.
If I'm Phoenix and it's not going to work with Ayton, that's a deal I'd love to do.
I would love to get both
Indiana
of those two guys.
Him. Yep. I got a shooter in Hield, and I've got a shot blocker and rim protector who also can shoot in Miles Turner. Again, I need depth. I need depth. So that's something Indiana signed. Remember, they signed Ayton to that offer sheet before Phoenix
matched. That's right.
So that would be something I'd look at if I'm Phoenix. Look, Rob, I think Phoenix, if they play their cards right this summer, I think if they build correctly around Booker and Durant, then they could be in the mix next year.
You think they could?
I think they could be in the mix. They have to build properly around those guys.
And of course, Durant has to stay healthy.
Right.
You know what
right,
I mean? There's
absolutely.
A couple other things that would have to go right for them. And it doesn't mean, even if Denver wins, like, it's automatic. I mean, Phoenix went to the championship, Chris, a couple years ago, had up 2-0. They didn't win, and they didn't go back.
And Milwaukee.
Right. Milwaukee won.
I mean, they
whatever.
Lost to Milwaukee, but Milwaukee hadn't been back
exactly.
yet.
Exactly. It ain't automatic.
Yeah. And, yeah, it would be very interesting. But remember, Rob, depending, we'll see what happens with this series. Does Miami go 5? Do they go 6?
What's your gut,
7?
Real quick?
Do they maybe win? My pick was 6, but right now I'm feeling like 5. I get it. Antonio's right. We react to each game.
Right, we do.
But I think we both felt from the get-go Denver's just the better team. And I think that they kind of got a wake-up call from game 2.
Absolutely. And give Miami credit, Chris. Shot 50% from 3. They knocked down their shots.
Yep.
And even with that, think about how well they shot the ball, Chris. And in the fourth quarter, they put up all those points. They still won by 3. Like, it wasn't like they blew them out. They won by 3 and shot great.
Yep.
And the Joker had 41.
And yesterday, think about it. Denver only hit 5 3-pointers, Rob.
That's crazy.
5 3-pointers.
And this man's rare, NBA. Yeah.
It's rare that you're going to win a game with 5 3-pointers. Another team hit 11, I think.
Yeah, I think first time it's ever happened. First time in these playoffs, Chris.
That
somebody won with that few amount of threes.
All right. We're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Should Kevin Durant and the Phoenix Suns want James Harden? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Should Kevin Durant welcome James Harden to Phoenix? Your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Raphael in Cincinnati. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
What up, fellas? Hey, when did Durant start doing shrooms? No, the beard should be heavy. He don't want the beard there in Phoenix. Come on, man. I know Durant, you know, I know he do the hoodie and everything in the backpack, but come on, guys. Now, if Harden is still, and Beard is still in his same frame of mind with his stats and everything like that, Coach Vogel got to see that coming 1,000 miles away. Because if Coach Vogel is going to emphasize his defensive philosophy and today's NBA, man, you got to spread the ball around, man. You got to let that ball move on the passing. Sure, Harden, he led the league in assists and everything. But the thing is that playing winning basketball, he ain't cut out like that. He's still going to be a stat guy. That leopard right there, those spots ain't changing. What they need to do is get CP Diva out of there, trade or whatever, and then try to bring in some of the accompanying pieces and try to build a legit championship contending team. And I do believe Durant has to go along with the spreading the wealth around as well, because he can't lead a team. He can't carry a team anymore. And I thought that a couple of months ago, Durant threw the playoffs. I just saw it. I mean, he's lost a little bit. Sure, he can give you 24, 25, maybe 30. But no, that's book show right there. But keep the beard away.
Yes, we got you. 877-99 on Fox. Albert in South Florida, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Oh, let's go to somebody else. Let's go to JP in Louisiana. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Yep.
I definitely agree with Raphael. I do not think that they should try to sign James Harden. I do think James Harden and Kevin Durant have some good chemistry, so I will give them that. But, man, James Harden just want to be close to Las Vegas. Let's keep it real.
Yeah.
Right, right. That's why he got Phoenix on the list. If Philly and Houston don't work out, right. I do think this. I think Harden, Rob, I think he's going to the highest bidder.
You think it's just a money thing, like no matter what? Yeah,
I do. I mean, I don't think I think he's got certain places he wants to go, like favorite places, and I do think these three places are favorites. But I think of these choices, and maybe it's a few more, I don't think the winning is a big issue. I think it's who's going to pay me the most money.
Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
What's going on? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Kevin Durant brought James Harden out of obscurity once to come rock with him to get a championship, and we know how that worked out. Okay, he was out there all by his lonesome carrying the Brooklyn Nets, one toe on the three-point line from putting the Milwaukee Bucks up against the wall. So the fact of the matter is this. James Harden is a great soloist. Okay, he's an individual performer. If he was a tennis player, he would have won 10 Grand Slams. He's not a winner. He don't want to win. It doesn't interest him what it takes. That's just not in his DNA. He wants to score a bunch of points. In this new era that we're in with the social media and the AAU, everybody's an all-time great, okay, irregardless of what they actually do in money time. And that's the world he wants to live, and he's proving it. He's in a championship situation, in a championship window in Philadelphia. Yeah. What does he do? He want nothing to do with it, okay? Send me back where I can be the man, score the points, make the All-Star games, and we lose in the first round if we make the playoffs.
And win 30 games, right. Now,
Kevin Durant,
that's the thing. If you're about winning, why am I leaving? And I get it that Philly obviously isn't – they haven't gotten past the second round. But you could, right? I mean, if you're that good, you got Joel Embiid, the MVP, you got other good players, it's hard. Rob, I'm tired of everybody kind of wanting it laid out on a platter for them.
Right. Work for it. Right. Earn it. It's okay. There have been guys who have done that, Chris, have to put in blood, sweat, and tears just to make it happen.
Most of the champions had to.
It is. It is a little annoying. Everybody just wants – what I keep saying, add player, add water, yep, Chris, and stir, and you get a championship.
Yeah. I mean, really, it's like, look, even the Lakers. I mean, y'all got a lot. You got two stars just like the other elite teams, right? That's what it's – no big threes right now. There's two duos, dynamic duos.
And you can win with a duo in the NBA with the right role players around it, Chris.
Yep. Nah, I'm with you on that.
Do we have one more? We do.
Yeah, we got room.
Daniel in Michigan, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Daniel?
James Harden is absolutely washed. There is no reason why he should ever go with Kevin Durant. It's not going to work. They need more supporting cast, just like the guy before me said.
I think Harden can still play. My questions are just, does he want to win? You know, really want to win a championship and do what it takes to win, and what's he going to do in the big moments?
Yeah. And I mean,
to say no, but I think he can still play. Like, he's still a really good player.
I think he's a good player, but I think Doc Rivers did really bring him down a lot, and I think it kind of lost his will to win.
Man. Yeah, I mean, maybe, you know.
Thanks for the call. Chris, you got another one. Mike in Portland, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Want to hear what Mike has to say. What's up?
Chris, Rob, the Beard's home is not Phoenix. Who wants to go to Phoenix? 100 billion, jillion degrees a day. It's right next to everybody's favorite trade target, but he ain't going anywhere. Right next to Dame Lillard in Portland. And hear me out. We're going to throw the kitchen sink at one of these teams to get an all-star and an all-star caliber. James Harden could come in, sign the vet minimum behind him. Boom, figure it out. Championship.
All right, so hold on. So you keep staying on the line. You want to give up, obviously, the third pick, right? And one of your young guns, Shaedon Sharpe or somebody, to Philly for Harden and someone else?
No, I don't want to trade for Harden. I want him to opt out and just free agent sign.
Well, first of all, I don't think Portland's got all that money, that room, but let's even say that could happen. That's not a championship team. Harden and Lillard, you think you win in a championship?
Listen, he's going to have to accept a few things about coming to a team that's going to contend from now on. Are we all in agreement there? I mean, he's not the guy anymore, right, on a championship team?
He's the second or third guy. I'll go with that.
Okay. So we're going to trade, Rob, we are going to trade that third pick, or Chris, I mean, we're going to trade that third pick. We're going to keep one of those two guards. We're going to keep either Shaedon Sharpe or
Simons, right?
Ant Simons. We're going to keep one of them. So,
having you're saying you're going to get a good veteran with that third pick.
Yeah.
I hear you. It's nice. It's cute. But I don't see it, Rob. I don't see them being. I still don't see them being a real like threat in the West.
I'm with you. No, yeah.
And you still got the questions of Harden. Like, what's he going to do in the big moments? I mean, Dame can't do it all by himself. So, all right, we got Tyson's Tower of Trivia coming up.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
I don't even know. I think Alex and I have bonded today. You know, there's just such a synergy going on, Alex. How are you over there? Hi.
It's sensational, Rob. I'm looking into your soul right now.
So, Alex, I have two hats.
Okay.
One
Rob,
is blue and
cheating.
One is black. So I'm just saying, like, I might hold up one.
See? What? See what he has to do to win?
It's called a home field advantage.
That's
Chris.
Right.
Sure,
is. Come in here one night. Come in here one night.
Given the all the signs and everything.
You don't
Alex.
Think the Houston Astros used things to their advantage when they were playing? That's where Rob's at. That's the level he's on right now. In any event, it is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia segment. Proves you've got to like sports to work in sports. Media star of the segment. You already heard the Golden Tones, the king of the Anime Senpai podcast. Check him out. Be advised, plant-based hot takes coming to a city near you in about 2 weeks.
Can you gain weight off of that, off the plant-based? Chris was trying, like, if you're eating that stuff, do you gain? If you eat too much of it, Alice, can you gain weight?
Plant-based chocolate chip cookies?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question.
I love those.
Because, Rob, could you also get in trouble for a fake gun, right? That's a question,
too. Oh, there you go.
Oh, you got to go there.
There you go.
You got to bring that up.
You had to open
the
wound.
All right.
It's full circle.
Chris just hung up. All right, he's off.
All right, guys. You know how this game is played. You already know the rules. Let's get into it. Today's edition is Chris Paul themed because he will be a Los Angeles Laker here in a few weeks or so. Looking forward to that. I flipped a coin during the update, and my guy Chris Broussard gets question number one. So let's get right to it. Chris, when Chris Paul played alongside Blake Griffin with the Clippers back in the day, they referred to themselves as the Lob Blank Clippers.
Alex, you ready?
I'm ready. Thanks,
Chris. Put on your thinking cap.
Red or blue? Or black or blue?
All right, here
right.
we
black
go. Here
blue.
We go. Here we go. Here we go. State.
City.
Here it is. What a clue.
Well
what
done, Chris. That was sensational.
Wow.
No hats needed.
I was going to say chocolate.
Cake.
City. Washington, D.C.
Magic.
I'll say city.
If I said magic,
he would have said
city.
Right.
See, Rob, you're not thinking big enough.
He would have said magic and threw money in the air. We would have got it.
Right.
Absolutely.
Because I would have been throwing singles over here.
He would have done that, too.
All right, here we go. Level number two over to Rob Parker. Now, thanks to a viral photograph while they were on vacation, Chris Paul, LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Carmelo Anthony are forever known as the Blank Boat Crew.
What? That could be taken a few ways, huh?
All right, Alex, are you ready?
Rob, thank you. Chris didn't ask me, so I'm glad you asked.
I did.
Okay, so
one word,
Rob, hold on. Lift those hands up higher when you do those hand motions, please.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Give me something. Oh, man.
All right, here we go.
You're making me worried.
He's got nothing, man. He's got
I'm worried.
He's got nothing.
Split.
Splash?
That is incorrect. Split splash. What is that? You mean splish splash?
Yeah, I just
Alejandro.
Splash boat? I don't know.
All right, okay. Here we go. Here
back
we go,
to Chris.
Alex. You ready for a real
split? Split? Yeah, please.
All right, here we go.
Split? Huh.
Strawberry?
Oh, banana.
That
yeah,
is correct.
Boy.
Got it. You were trying to say banana split.
Banana
no
split.
Home field got advantage, you. No signs. No pantomimes. None of that.
Rob,
and
I will
I'm
say.
Waxing him.
That's hard to go off split there. I don't
know
what else to say.
But banana, what else was I going to say?
It was,
potassium?
Alex, it was the best he could do.
What was the what's the brand that makes the bananas? I was trying to think of
you
that.
Know Chiquita? What you could have said,
Chiquita.
Oh,
you would have got that.
I
know
love
what you could have said?
Yeah. Yes.
Strawberry.
Really?
You know what's funny is Chris that's listed all the things that he's not using to get clues. He didn't mention cell phone, which is my favorite.
Right.
I just saw Alex's phone buzzing. I don't know
yes,
what it was.
Hey, don't worry about my phone, Rob.
All right, level number three. Back to
yours?
Chris. A chance to really get a stranglehold here in Tyjus Tower Trivia, the Chris Paul edition.
I love Chris
now,
Paul.
Now, Chris Paul has an alter ego during his State Farm commercials. Of course, you know that guy. His name is Blank Paul.
Mm. What?
All right, here we go, Alex. Huh. You ready?
I'm ready.
You
thank
ready?
You, Chris.
Think,
you didn't ask
Alex,
me the first time.
Think.
Thank you.
All right, here we go.
All right, what you got?
Edge?
Runner?
That is incorrect.
What's today? Edge. Is today TV theme song Thursday or
yes.
not? Okay.
Oh, yeah, thank on. You, Rob.
No, Alex, I'm just asking.
Rob G, take command. Rob G, take command.
Chris, he was talking to me. He wasn't talking to Alex. He was looking
asked.
Me right in the eye.
I didn't even
to
look
sure.
at Alex.
This
okay.
is unbelievable.
There we go.
I'm pretty
are you
sure
ready?
And by the way, Nick Cole
you
looked confused too. He didn't know what day it was for the theme. So he
right.
wanted to make sure.
Hey, Nick Cole, it's the TV theme song Thursday. I just want you to know. Okay? Here we
thank
go.
Thank you very much.
Alex, you ready?
I'm ready, Rob.
Huxtable?
That's two clues. It's a TV theme song Thursday, Alex. Remember that.
He did
don't
not
forget.
Address Alex in that first part. He was
come
talking
on.
To me.
My, the cheating is out of control. My goodness.
Oh, my God.
And Alex still won't
Rob
get it.
Rob G, you got no man.
He's still not going
to
get it.
I'm trying to think who's Huxtable. I don't remember.
Oh, see?
I'm like the Adam Silver of
Rob
commissioners.
Can't
I'll
say
let anything slide.
We don't need to hear anything else from Rob.
Huxtable?
If I was David Stern, I would have cracked down, but I'm
oh,
Adam Silver.
Man.
So I'm a player-friendly judge
Rob,
here.
Was this before the 90s, Rob?
No, this was in the 90s.
Yes, no, it was in the 80s.
And the show
Huxtable.
Didn't go into the 90s?
Hold on, enough, Rob. That, those me, are clues.
No, Chris is even contributing. No, it was actually
I know,
in the 80s.
Right.
Actually, yeah.
Chris, you're giving clues?
Rob is such a good cheater that he got Chris to help him out.
Man.
No, yeah, it was. It was in the 80s.
Unbelievable.
What was the name? Kevin?
That is incorrect. Kevin Paul would be a great name.
That's a cool one.
Okay, here we go, Alex. Since we're playing close to the edge.
Okay.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go, Alex.
Wait
go.
A minute. He just threw another clue.
No,
yes, he
no,
did.
No.
Chris, stop
no.
cheating.
I didn't say anything. Here we go. Here we go.
Said close to the edge.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Here we go. All right. All right.
All right.
Heath?
Ledger.
That is incorrect. Oh, gosh.
I'm so lost.
All right, Rob, last chance to steal. Otherwise, you got to go to the next level.
All right.
I love Heath.
There were so many subliminal clues just thrown in that last conversation. And
it
nobody got it.
Me. I know.
I know. Let's see. Alex, you ready?
I'm ready, Rob.
Okay. All right, here we go.
I need help, Rob.
Okay.
I'm lost.
I can't say all the words, so I'm kind of messed up.
I'm on the edge.
I can't say all the words.
I can't
I'm
say
Huxtable.
All the words.
You're right. You're darn right. All right. You
I'm
can
close.
Say one word.
Okay. Dog.
You don't even think about playing by the rules.
Dog.
You talking about Clifford?
Oh, come
that
on.
That counts. I'm going to count it.
Cliff?
I mean.
Yeah, he said it. Clifford, the big red
the big
dog.
Red
Clifford.
Dog.
Clifford, I couldn't say big red, so I just said dog.
Unbelievable.
My favorite is how
I mean,
locked in Nick
like
is right now during this
clues.
Game.
He's sucked into this.
Nick, you got it. Yes.
Nick is supposed to be recording an award-winning update, but he's so locked in Tyjus Tower at Trivia.
It's tough.
You know what? What did he get, like 4 points for that, though?
Well, he got seven. He got seven, and it's back to Rob.
What's the score? 19-7.
You know what?
Come back.
This is a Rob.
Come back, Rob.
Nick is just like, my God, there is entertaining radio on Fox Sports Radio.
All right, back to Rob for 10 points to really make this one close. Rob, Chris Paul has two big nicknames, CP3 and the Point Blank.
Okay.
Point something. Okay. Hi, Rob.
Almighty
God?
That is correct.
Okay.
Oh, it's
Look
getting
at you
tight.
Come back.
It's getting tight.
Chris didn't know I had that in my bag. You know what I mean?
Rob's an honorary Christian. That's what I heard.
That's right.
That's right.
Honorary.
Yep, every Easter, I go to church.
And then he leaves early, but he's there.
Right.
But he's there. All right, here we go.
As soon as he sees the basket come out, Rob heads out.
When they pass the offering around, Rob's like, and that's my cue to vacate in my $200,000 sports car.
I actually think the game is over.
Whoever gets this one wins the game.
Chris
gets the first crack at it. Back in 2005, Chris Paul was the fourth overall pick to the then New Orleans blank.
Alex, you ready? Think. It's a TV theme song Thursday.
That's right.
Chris,
thanks for reminding me.
Not like you didn't do it.
That's not going to help you.
Okay, thank you.
Seagull. Green.
Acres.
That is incorrect.
That's a theme song, though.
And he tried to cheat, and he still couldn't do it. You're a horrible cheater.
I didn't try to cheat.
You're the Boston Red Sox.
I didn't do anything Rob didn't do.
At least the Astros won when they cheated.
All right, can you read it again? I got a chance to
Win.
Back in 2005, Chris Paul was the fourth overall pick to the then New Orleans blank.
All right. What was Chris's
green.
Clue?
Don't worry about my clue.
Right. I thought Acres because he said
don't
theme song.
Don't worry about my clue.
Just forget the clue.
All right, here we
exists.
Go.
Okay.
Don't forget the clue, what he just said. Here you go. You ready?
Clue, yes. Alex. Don't let him hop
Rob gets
my
this,
clue.
He wins.
Cato.
What?
Hornet.
That is correct.
The Green Hornet and Kato.
It's the iCouple. Keep it locked.
No.
Fox Sports
Let it
Radio.
Breathe. My God. Kato. Bruce Lee.
Alex, you let me down.
I'm sorry, Chris.
Alex is my man. I told you we had it tonight. The connection was so strong.
I think some funny business was
Rob
going
G
on.
Rob G is here. Ain't no cheating go on.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
And there's the horn. Denver takes game three in Miami. The home court advantage goes back to the Nuggets. The final tonight, 109-94.
That was a Progressive play of the day. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. All right. It's the iCouple wrapping up a 3-hour show.
Man.
On TireRack.com studios.
I feel so good, Chris. It's just one thing when you dominate the entire 3 hours. I mean, you know, I just feel like, man. Okay.
I know you've never felt that before. It's not a big deal to me.
The last
I feel it every show.
The last time I felt like this is when I was playing stickball with those 9-year-olds, and I just dominated.
Was that yesterday?
Right. Well, Rob, speaking of dominate, yes. Obviously the Denver Nuggets dominated the Miami Heat last night, winning by 15 points, 109-94. Jimmy Butler had a simple explanation for it afterwards. Here he is.
I feel like we just got to come out with more energy and effort, and that's correctable. That's on us as a group. No X's and O's can fix that. So, you know, come out, dive on the floor, get loose balls, get defensive rebounds, and maybe it would have been a different game.
Yeah, okay. I don't think it was effort.
Right. I don't either. I just think the other two guys and that team was very good. We talk about it all the time, Chris, when they talk, and this is no disrespect to Eric Spoelstra.
Right.
Mike Malone is a hell of a coach, too, and makes adjustments as well as Spoelstra.
Yep.
So it ain't going to be a coaching thing, Chris. And then you got just two studs. So you can have all the heart and determination and grit and what a culture, Chris, and all that. You can. And a great coach and the great architect who put it all together and all that. But very seldom do you see teams beat teams that have more talent.
Yep.
You just don't see it. And in this case, Denver just has more talent. We said it before the series started. On paper, And then it's not played on paper, but on paper, Chris, this is a mismatch.
Well, and again, Milwaukee and Boston have more talent on paper, but they didn't play as hard or as smart. And look, we know, and maybe Joe Mazzulla will be great next year. He wasn't great this year.
No, first time a head coach. Yeah, this guy was on the second bench in Boston.
It was a huge coaching mismatch, and that still went 7. All right, so here's the thing, Robin. You know this. You've been around the league for a long time. There are coaches, and I this is not an insult. This is a compliment because I think it's smart and it empowers your players. But there are coaches, Rob, a Pat Riley, a Jeff Van Gundy, a Tom Thibodeau, a Michael Malone, an Eric Spoelstra, and others who their style of coaching is to never admit that the other team just beat you.
Yep.
They were just better than us. They had more. No, it is always our fault. It is always we didn't try hard enough.
We didn't execute well enough.
Right. We didn't play with enough energy. And I think that's smart, Rod, because that empowers you, right?
Yep.
Like you think it's on us. If we do what we need to do, we will go out there and win. And so to me, Jimmy Butler's just parroting what he heard from Spoelstra probably after the game locker room.
No doubt. But that ain't what happened.
No.
I'm sorry.
I mean, Rob, I said it on the show during the first half. I was like, man, Miami just plays with so much effort and heart, and you could see it. Now, of course, they miss plays here and there. The one thing I will say is the rebounding, which obviously has a lot to do with effort, but, you know, they got destroyed on the glass. And I'm sure they're saying that's an example of how we didn't give effort. But here's the deal, Rob. Denver's much bigger, right? That Jokic is a seven-footer. Michael Porter Jr., 6'10". And Aaron Gordon, 6'8", and big. Miami got Bam Adebayo, 6'9". Kevin Love, but he don't get up at all. So if we both give effort and block out and do what we're supposed to do on the boards, the bigger team can have an advantage. So I'm with you. I don't think it was about effort or energy or anything like that. But it's what you tell yourself, right?
And Chris, I said this, I'm gonna stick by it. When Miami won game two in Denver and people thought maybe the series shifted, they're going to Miami and all that, I said I didn't think they'd win another game. I'm sticking with that. I really love where Denver.
You might be right.
That game there, to me, spoke volumes. After they got punched in the mouth at home, lost their first playoff game, Chris, and they responded.
Well, this feels like going into that game three or even four, but more so, I guess, three
in LA?
Against the Lakers.
Yep.
Where they had a nice advantage, they could relax, but they didn't. They put it on them. We'll see if they do it tomorrow. All right, peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.